This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Mahakumbh 2025 will be such a Mahayagya of unity and equality which will guide the nation and it will be discussed all over the world. He was speaking at a public gathering in Sangam area of Prayagraj after formally inaugurating the Mahakumbh 2025, which will officially start from the 13th of January next year and will continue till the 26th of February. On the occasion, he launched development projects worth around 6,670 crores, which includes various rail and road projects to boost infrastructure and provide seamless connectivity in Prayagraj. Speaking on the occasion, PM said that a new history will be created on the sacred land of Prayagraj during Mahakumbh, which is a rare event symbolizing the power of collectiveness and ending every kind of inequality where it is based on caste or class. It also represents the true value of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat and guides the nation. The Prime Minister also launched the Kumbh Sahayak chatbot that provides details to give guidance and updates on the events to devotees on Mahakumbh Mela 2025. He said that this Kumbh will be remembered for the Sangam of Technology and Artificial Intelligence. The Lok Sabha began a two-day special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "Indian Constitution paves the way for nation building by touching all aspects of social, economic, political and cultural life." He said, "Constitution is the expression of the country's civilizational values." The minister said the constitution created by the Constituent Assembly was not just an official document, but it was an expression of will of the people. In a veiled attack on the opposition, Congress, Mr. Singh said, "The constitution is not a contribution of any single party, but an unparalleled transformative document aligned with the values of India." Participating in the discussion, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra of the Congress said, "The constitution is the safety armor to keep the citizen safe." She said it is the armor of justice, unity and the right to express. Ms. Vadra accused that the ruling side have made attempts to break this safety armor. She alleged that through lateral entry and privatization, the government is trying to weaken reservation. Participating in the debate, Akhilesh Yadav of the Samajwadi Party said, "Constitution is the soul of democracy." He said the House is again discussing the Constitution after 75 years. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day following the heated exchange of words between Treasury and opposition members on the issue of no confidence motion against the Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. The motion had been brought by Congress-led opposition. Mr. Dhankar informed the House that the House should reflect as to how many notices were received in the last 30 years against the Chair and also during his tenure. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that it is the expectation of India and Bangladesh in its own interest will take measures so that the minorities are safe in the country. Replying to supplementaries of the Lok Sabha today, Dr. Jaishankar said, "The treatment method and multiple attacks on minorities in Bangladesh has been a matter of concern and India has drawn its concern to the attention of the authorities in Bangladesh." External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized the need to scale up defense and security cooperation with the UAE for mutual benefit. In his opening remarks at the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting with his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said that India and the UAE share a common interest in preserving and promoting the stability, security and prosperity of the regions. He noted that enhancing defense and security cooperation would contribute to the shared goal. The two leaders co-chaired the 4th India-UAE Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday. Telugu star Allu Arjun has been detained by the Hyderabad police in connection with the tragic stampede at the premiere of his film Pushpa 2. The incident occurred on December 4th when a stampede-like situation happened at the premiere show of his latest film Pushpa 2 at the theatre in Hyderabad. According to authorities, the stampede was triggered by an unmanaged surge of fans attempting to enter the theatre for a chance to see Allu Arjun. Police officials stated that they were not informed in advance that the Pushpa 2 team would be attending the event, leading to insufficient crowd management measures. In badminton, Indian women's doubles team of Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand lost to Japanese pair of Nami Matsuyama and Chiharu Shida in the third group stage match of the World Tour Finals at Hangzhou in China today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.